This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. I believe I've mentioned a time or three in the past months and years that Marketplace World Headquarters here in downtown Los Angeles is a lonely, lonely place. Three of us, usually, in tens of thousands of square feet. Working from home is still very much a thing for a whole lot of companies, but not all, because in some parts of the country, just about everybody's making that daily commute and has been for a while. Emma Goldberg writes about the future of work for the New York Times, including, just the other day, about how, depending on where you are, the remote office debate is over, and the office won. Emma, thanks for coming on.
Thanks so much for having me on.
Were you surprised by the data that you found as you were reporting this story?
I was not, because I do get the sense that there's increasingly kind of two Americas. And there's one in which, like, the workplace has been kind of upended. People have spent the past, now more than 2 years working on their couches or, working from Airbnbs or traveling. And then there are a lot of workers who have been either in person the whole time or returned en masse much earlier than maybe people have in New York City and San Francisco. So there's increasingly a sort of splintering.
Yeah, it's interesting you mentioned those two cities, because that was the next question, which is that based on what I read from you and your reporting, the big cities that basically emptied out are much slower to come back than some of the smaller places in this country where people have come back in sort of greater percentages.
Yeah, so there's a couple of factors that point toward whether people are going to be back in the office in a given city. One of those is whether people commute by car, because if you're reliant on mass transit, then you're more likely to have stayed home for longer. And the other is how long those cities locked down for the pandemic. So cities that had much more restrictive pandemic lockdowns are much less likely to have gotten people back in the office at this point.
Do you think, sorry, this is a little sort of off the briefing, I guess, but what is your sense of companies and the expectation that people will come back to the office, right? I mean, you see companies saying, a lot of Wall Street firms in the beginning were like, oh, yep, you got to come back 5 days a week. That's how we make our money. Do you get the sense that that's where companies are leading, or are they just going to go, hey, you want to work on your couch, work on your couch?
I think that a lot of companies have been kicking the can down the road for long enough that now it does kind of feel like it's actually starting to get real. And I think a lot of them are pinning their hopes on Labor Day, and they're still thinking maybe there'll be that, turnaround at the start of a new school year. And I think a lot of others are still, trying to decide how firmly they're going to put their feet down, or they're still in experimental mode, seeing what works and what actually gets people back.
Yeah. Where are you right now? Were you reporting from home, or are you reporting from the office somewhere?
I am in the office, actually, today.
There you go. So today. So that's the other thing. Sorry, I'm glad you mentioned that. We're not talking 5 days a week here, right?
Many places aren't. So a lot of people are still kind of experimenting, and they're seeing, can we get people back 3 days?
Right.
Can we get people back one day? Wednesday across the country is a really popular day for people to be back in the office, according to the data.
Yeah. And of course, Mondays and Fridays, not so much, which totally makes sense. This is the future, right? This is kind of where we are, do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I think we're definitely in a brave new world of work. And even some of the companies that had said, okay, we really want to see you back, they haven't necessarily been willing to put their foot down. A lot of them were eyeing last fall, and then the Delta variant intervened. Yep. They were eyeing January, and then the Omicron variant intervened. And each time that they had to delay, they lost some leverage.
Right. Speaking of leverage, it's worth a mention here that there is a cadre of people in this country, among whom my oldest son is one, who basically say, if you make me be in the office 5 days a week, I don't want to work there,
Definitely. And I think with the labor market, as strong as it is, they do have a lot of opportunities to point them in other directions.
Right. Emma Goldberg, she covers the workplace at The New York Times. Emma, thanks a lot. I appreciate your time.
Thanks so much for having me on.